AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
You know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang. We here, another episode of Big Facts. We got a special guest up on Big Facts today, Miss Mulatto. Is it Miss Mulatto or Mulatto? Did you change it?
Mulatto, yeah. I changed it.
Just Mulatto.
Mulatto, yeah. When we had did our little last interview, I think it was... Still Miss Mulatto.
Yeah. Let the people know what Mulatto stand for the people that don't really know what that stand for real.
So Mulatto originally, it's a racial slur, really, from back in the day. And it's just me, like, taking that negative and flipping it, making it a positive. It's who I am. I own it. So, you know, it's who I am. You know, I get a lot of flack for it. Like, some people don't fuck with it. Some people fuck with it. But really, in other cultures, like, that's only in American culture. Like, when I go to, like, a Hispanic or a Spanish country or a town, whatever, they call me mulata. So it's like, some people look at it like a negative thing still. Some people think it's just like a culture thing. It's whatever, though. But it's me.
I'm going to talk about the makeup of mulatto a little bit. Like, you rap? How long you been rapping?
Since I was about, like, 19 years old. So, like, my whole life.
Now, we from the
East Side. Ain't no long time, though, because you still young, Scream.
Yeah, no, for sure. We from the East Side, and we respect every side and everybody, but what is... Sure. You a hustler. Like, you be hustling. I don't cap. Like, I'll go on your page and be like, younger harder than me. I got to get up on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's in your family or what? Where that comes from?
Yeah, it's in my family. Like, my mama had me at 15 with my daddy. They still together to this day. So, my folks from Ohio, Columbus. So, they moved and they just built it from the ground up. So, like, I come from hustle. Like, my daddy ain't never had no job. Like, you know, I come from hustle.
How old was you when you first made your first check, you think?
My first check, like, I remember doing features for, like, $200, and I was still in high school, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, shit, I was living good. I was throwing parties in high school. I was throwing, like, teen, no ID parties in high school, making, like, 10 bands a party, like, you know, like, in elementary school, I was the candy lady, like, have folks knock at the door, like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It depends, like, what type of check, because I've been getting money, like, you know. It wasn't a lot, like, compared to now, but shit, like, in elementary, you don't got shit else to pay for. So that little $100 a week off candy, that's a lot of money.
I see you bought your dad a bus down for Christmas.
Yeah, for sure. That's my dog. Nah,
gotta feel good to be able to do
it. It do. It feel real good. And he was crying. Like, I ain't never seen my daddy cry before. So, like, that was crazy. But I think it wasn't even so much about the bus. Nah. My daughter got jewelry. It's just like the fact that I can, you know, I can do that.
Nah, that my daughter's just determined. That's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the feeling that he got. Nah, for real.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's hard, man. I was saying, I ain't gonna lie, at the top of the year, I was telling people, like, you know, how the females went crazy last year.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of be the person. I'll be right most of the time, I ain't gonna lie, but
yeah.
Running with the females this year, I said, y'all better watch Mulatto. But do you feel like, Because you did a deal too. You got a deal too, right?
Yeah, I just signed in December, and I announced it like a month ago.
You feel like this Rona shit kind of fucked it with your campaign a little bit though?
It did, but you know, it ain't nothing to adjust. Like, we definitely had to go back to the drawing board, but I had signed in December, and then we was just laying low, like creating this whole rollout plan. And then I had announced I signed in like 2 weeks later, everything hit hard. So we definitely had to go back to the drawing board or whatever, but it's messing it up, but it ain't messing it up.
You were still able to pull off that big remix. How did that happen? Like, was that supposed to happen in the DM, or you just running into them, or how did that come together?
Yeah, really. I had that remix
with Trina and Sweetie, so everybody will know, just in case you heard it, go stream it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Bitch from the South remix featuring Sweetie, featuring Trina. What people don't know is I had the audio to that feature when I was still independent. So, like, that was just on some, like, I had opened up for Trina a couple times, did some shows with her. So I was like, that's how that came about. We had kind of like, we was cool. And then Sweetie, I had hit her in the DM, like, you know, what's up? Like, no pride. Like, look, the worst she could say was no. So I was like, you got Trina OG, you got me, like, upcoming. Then I wanted, like, a current female. So I was like, I'm finna hit Sweetie and see what's up. But they both, like, they both agreed, and it was easy. And then, you know, when the label come in, that's when we got the big budget video and all that. You know what I'm saying?
So another thing you're known for on your Instagram is your thirst traps. And I ain't gonna lie, I've had people hit me. Bro, you see me? I'm like, no, bro, I ain't trying this. You know what I'm saying? They thirst traps, bang. They be thirst traps. My partners be hitting me, man. Lord,
it don't be no like strategic nothing. Like, half of my posts I get paid for, so motherfuckers be looking at it like a thirst trap. But to me, that's like, you know, that's money. So it's whatever.
So you don't think about it, you just put them up. But you like the attention. Yeah. That comes with them.
I like the attention. I don't know. Like, I be posting my pictures and I don't scroll on no timeline and do all that. Like, I be posting my pictures and get out. Like, Instagram boring to me. Mm. So I wouldn't even say I like the attention.
Okay.
What made you, what you feel like different about you than all the rest of the girls that's out rapping?
Yeah, I feel like for me, like, you can hear the authenticity in my music. This ain't no trend for me. I'm not the bitch that had a following and then the label flipped it like, oh, we gonna make her rap, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really was rapping before the whole wave. And I feel like you can hear that. I write everything myself. You know what I'm saying? So, and then it's not too many bitches from Atlanta rapping. So, like, on a wider scale, I'm the, like, female face for Atlanta. So
you was on that show, right?
Yeah, I was on the Rap Game.
And you had your business. I think they ordered you, offered you a deal or something. You won the shit, right?
Yeah, I won. He had sent the contract like 6 months after I had already won. So it was like, it wasn't, you know, oh, you win, hit a contract type of situation. It was like, it was presented to me like way after I had already won the show, way after it aired. Because I was 16 when we filmed the show, but by the time it came out and stuff, I was 17, and I still wasn't even presented the contract yet when everybody was thinking I had signed already. Like, I wasn't even presented the contract yet.
So last time, you know what I'm saying, last time we did an interview, I mean, you basically, you ain't got on the same page with bro yet, but yeah, have y'all talked about straight? Like,
No, but we never really talked like that. Like, you know, that a lot of that stuff be TV. Like, me and JD probably had like 5 run-ins with each other, to be honest. So, like, during the show and stuff, but it wasn't never no relationship to continue or, like, fix or whatever.
You don't seem like you're 21, 22. How are you?
21. Yeah, I just turned 21.
You got your shit together.
Yeah, I be trying.
You got a full team, huh?
Yeah, my team too solid. Like, you know, my parents there with me, and then they there with me on the business side too. So, like, my dad co-managed me. My mama is like business manager, so she like booking flights, answering emails. You know what I'm saying? I keep like my friends from like elementary school around, so it ain't. It's like, you know, you got that foundation, everything. So,
nah, for real, it is.
One thing I want to see you do, man. I feel like we need, like, Atlanta got huge artists, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like none of the female artists have just taken it all the way to all the way there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So What's some of the
That's so funny because in my AAXL freshman pitch, I had said that. I was like, you know, it ain't no female face for Atlanta like that done took this shit global. Like, we done had rappers, female rappers, whatever, but no female that took this shit mainstream. I'm going to be the first one, though.
What you going to do to make sure you do that, though? Because it's good to talk about it and you hustling, but what you going to do to make sure that you hold down that
crown? I feel like my work shows. Like, ain't no bitch outworking me. That's for sure. Like, I'm consistent like a motherfucker. Like, I leave all them embarrassing videos up from, like, 10 years old on stage. Like, I leave all that up because I want folks to know, like, I really been grinding for a long time. I got out the mud, for real. Like, I'm not related to nobody that's already in the industry. My folks weren't rich, like, we really just grinded it out, for real. So it's like they don't got no choice but to let me in, because it's like I ain't going for nothing else. So
Facts.
A lot of time we be talking about, like, well, how is it not now with more fame and everything? I know you probably encounter a lot of, like, just lame ass niggas.
Yeah.
Talk about some lame shit that might have happened in your DM or while you was out getting gas, or just some lame shit.
Some lame shit. It really be something every day, because just niggas just think, like, you just, I don't know. Let me think of something specific. It be something every day with, like, between, you know, they don't really know what to do with a boss bitch. Like, it sound good, but niggas really, like, they like girls that submissive and, you know, they're going to do what they say and that rely on them for whatever, like, financial reasons, whatever. Just rely on them, period. So I be dealing with a lot of lame shit because niggas don't know what to do with me.
If you get in a situation, though, we salute the boss chicks here on Big Facts. But if you get in a situation, like, do you know when to be a little submissive? When you cook a meal, when you close?
Oh yeah, that don't got nothing to do with being submissive. I'm saying, like, submissive, like, I got my own shit going on, so I'm never gonna be the type, like, sitting at home waiting on a nigga to do something for me. Like, that's what I mean by submissive. But, like, I could cook a meal and stuff, but I ain't trying to do all that right now. But
y'all for all that shit anyway, man. Time to grind. Yeah. You got to leave 9 more years to grind.
Yeah, like, I don't want nothing distracting me right now. I done been in a relationship, like, you know what I'm saying, that was a distraction. So I don't even want that. That was 2 years ago, though. So, like, I ain't looking for that right now.
You ever met somebody that you kind of got, like, starstruck by because you fuck with them, like, I guess a crush or some shit, since you've been
A crush? Nah, but I was starstruck with Trina. I ain't gonna lie, because, like, you know, that's, to me, like, that's the first, probably one of the only, I mean, Gangsta Boo, but that's one of the only females from the South that, like, took this shit mainstream. So, like, that was like some, like, inspiration. Yeah. So it was cool to work with her. That's when I had got starstruck. I say starstruck, but not by, like, not no crush yet. I ain't get starstruck. They all be in my DM.
It's a lot you ain't telling us. Tell us what you're comfortable telling us, but I feel like that smile says.
No, I'm comfortable. I say whatever. No, it ain't nobody I was starstruck by. Crush wise.
Yeah, seen a DM and was like, oh shit.
Yeah, look, not no crush shit, but Lil Wayne DM me recently. Actually, it was probably like last week he DM me and was like that he fuck with my music and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? This is Wayne. Like, you ask me, that's the best rapper alive. So I was like, shit.
That's hard. Are you a slider? Will you slide a nigga DM if you fucking with him?
Nah, I don't even really like the DM shit. I want a nigga to push up on me in person, like. I don't like your DM. Like, cause I feel like I need to know you. I need to feel your vibe.
So what's some of the other shit? Well, especially now, what you been doing during this quarantine? What's some of the other shit Lotto into? Like, let us into your world a little bit.
Before I was rapping, I was, I drag raced. So, like, my daddy and my daddy's daddy, they drag raced. So, like, my family big on, like, four-wheelers, motorcycle, dirt bikes, all that. So, like, I'd be at my daddy's house, my mom and my daddy's house on a four-wheeler song, or I'm in a studio.
That's real. What's one thing you picked up, like, during this whole quarantine, like, some shit that you might have just reflected on or said, like, damn, I never got a chance to think about this, but now that I ain't moving around as much, I had a chance to really, like, vibe on this.
I say, like, spending time with my family, because I wasn't even home for, I say, like, 2 months straight before all this corona stuff hit or whatever. So, like, I'm just spending time with my with my mama, my sister, my daddy. You know, it's making you like appreciate family and yeah.
Let's say somebody took a shot at you, like, can Lotto get down on some battle rap shit? Like, would you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, people gotta understand, I came up different like that. This wave of, you know, everybody wanna rap now because they got a platform. Like, I ain't come from that. I started like cyphers and writing pen and pad, getting picked up from school, going straight to the studio. Like, oh yeah, I'm like that in the booth. Like, I'm like that.
That's hard. Who is your GOAT? You mentioned Trina. It was an honor to get her on there. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying, salute the sweetie, she's doing a thing. But who is your GOAT? Like, who is the woman that you feel like just carries the torch, the GOAT, the female GOAT?
Female GOAT to me is Nicki.
It's Nicki.
It's Nicki. Like, a lot of people don't give her props, like, especially my generation. Like, I grew up listening to Kim, Foxy, Gangsta Boo, Left Eye. Like, my daddy definitely, like, educated me on all the females that came before me. But you know, I grew up during Nicki's reign, so I feel like she touched me. Like, that's the real GOAT. Like, she one of the best rappers to me, like, male, female included. Like, you know, Nicki, she's the queen. She's the queen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How does that work with Cardi B?
Yeah, I fuck with Cardi so hard. Like, I follow all her shit. Social media handles, whatever. I follow her on everything. And I actually, last year I had performed at Rolling Loud Miami. And I was like one of the openers. And then Cardi was like the closing act. I stayed in that hot ass sun in Miami. From the top all the way to the bottom, just to see Cardi perform. So, like, any female coming before me, like, I'll fuck with them, period. But Nicki is definitely the queen. But I don't think Cardi is trying to be the queen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even feel like she'll be offended by that. Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? I don't even feel like that's a goal of hers. Like, I fuck with Cardi the long way, though. Like,
absolutely. So, when you ain't rapping, you spending time with family, you know, you got your dog.
Yeah.
Oh, what's some shit somebody just I know you into, like, right field? You read?
I used to read though. Like in school, I was like AB on a roll, like, you know. But I don't read no more. Like, really, I be in the studio 8-hour sessions damn near every day. Like, a lot of my time go to the studio. If I'm not at the studio, I'm on dirt bike, four-wheeler, something like that. Like,
smoker, drinker, any of that?
I sip my Don Julio.
Don Julio, that's what you want?
I sip my Don Julio. Mm. I sip my Don Julio Blanco, for sure. Oh,
that's what I meant to ask you. So, speak. No, you do be cooking. We be
cooking for real.
Yeah, you be cooking for real.
Yeah, I be cooking. Like, my mama can cook. So, yeah. I be cooking. But that's really like people think I'm cooking. They see me cooking now because of the quarantine. So, like, I got time to cook right now. Mm. But I don't really, like, it's not like a passion of mine. I just can cook. It's just in my blood, though. But it ain't no passion of mine. Like, I ain't gonna be cooking on meal every night.
I feel you, but do you feel like if a woman can't cook at all, like, you feel like it's a lost cause with her getting a man?
I don't think so. I feel like that's kind of old school. Like, it's not a lost cause, not no more. Like, this generation, like, these niggas don't know how to fix no flat tire or put up no TV. So why the fuck we need to know how to cook and clean? You know what I'm saying? So these niggas don't know how to do all that.
I ain't changing no tire.
Especially these young niggas, like, oh my god, we got it so bad. Young boss bitches got it so bad because it's not a lot of young niggas that got it going on. Like, I wish a nigga would tell me, like, I need to cook or whatever. Boy, you better put this TV up. You better change my oil. You better listen.
If you could do it, I guess it's a plus on both
ends. Yeah, I feel like it's more of a plus, not like a necessity, not with this generation.
Yeah, niggas ain't changing. Niggas ain't doing nothing, man. Mm-hmm. This shit crazy, man. Niggas ain't I be getting up every day trying to do something. Cause you see women changing tires and shit. They like, they more independent days, man. Uh-huh. It ain't enough niggas.
Yeah. That's why I just said that. I was like, young boss bitches got it so bad because not a lot of niggas that's really got it going on. Like, niggas that got their shit together, like, that shit be capped for the ground. For real.
You 21, so you say you ain't trying to get into all that right now.
Yeah, I don't even.
No relationship shit.
Mm-mm. No.
She likes somebody, bang. She ain't gonna tell us, though.
Nah.
You can tell in her face, bro. She like. I said like. It ain't nothing wrong with liking somebody. You 21. No. You want to like somebody.
No. It'll be a distraction. I ain't trying to, like, pop up pregnant and, like, be trying to go on dates rather than be in the studio and stuff. Like, I've been there. I was in a 2-year relationship.
That was with another rapper, right?
Kinda.
No, what? Who? See?
No, kinda.
No, he had a record on the studio. Oh, damn.
How long ago?
Oh, y'all not on good terms, okay.
No.
All right. She just on one of them songs, she talking about some nigga on the video I just seen. Who you talking about? About the 2 years, some shit. One of them videos you got. I can't think of the song.
Which one we talking about?
I'm talking about the video. I think y'all got like some old day shit, like from back in the day looking shit with sticks. I seen Tommy Gun.
Yeah. Shout out to my ex. I know he missed it. I think that's what I said on that song.
Yeah. You know what video I'm talking about?
Rich Sex. I think you're talking about Rich Sex.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That shit fire too.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's a lost cause.
What's a lost cause?
the person we talking about.
They coming out some new music.
I'm in the studio right now, like, I got so much music. I got so many features. Like, I got one of my favorite rappers on the song right now. Like, that shit crazy. I got so much music. That was one of the things, like, when I had so many offers, probably, like, this was, like, in December when I was taking all these offers. So, meetings, I mean. I was taking all these meetings. So, like, one of my main things with a label was, like, because I was independent forever. So, I had a lot of shit going on independent-wise. So, like, one of my main reasons was like, nigga, y'all gotta bring some shit to the table, like, and I wanted some big features or whatever, so RCA made that shit happen, like, right out the gate. Like,
oh, who's some people you want to work with that you ain't worked with yet? Who you been trying to get at?
I fuck with Roddy Rich. I feel like that'll be dope because I do that melodic shit too sometimes, so I fuck with Roddy Rich. I love Megan, one of the dopest, like, she new, so motherfuckers ain't gonna give her credit like that, but Megan is rapping her ass off. Like,
I think they giving her credit though.
But I'm talking about like she like one of my top five female rappers. Like, she
the controversy is, and I think it's a double standard. It's like, you could be snapping, you could be hard, you could be rapping and getting your credit and shit, but just because she do a little twerking, they feel like, oh, what she doing twerking, she ain't, you know what I'm saying? Which I think that's kind of fucked up. It's like, shit, but, if a girl might rap and twerk, a nigga might rap and wear jewelry and drive cars. Yeah. Like, it's the lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like female rappers, we just be under the microscope, like, we just gonna get it the hardest. We gonna be critiqued the most, and it just is what it is. I don't even think she really worried about that too much. So,
yeah, she doing her thing.
Yeah, past that stage.
Yeah, she got a Beyonce on the record.
Okay, yeah, I seen that. I was like, damn, she out of here. And it's crazy because we had did like, well, this was last year or the year before last, like right before she had blew up, we had did a show. What was that? It was the weekend in Atlanta. A3C, we had did A3C, we had a show together, and I had seen her, this was right before she blew, whatever, and I came up to her, I was like, I fuck with your music, like, I'm a fan, whatever, so she know I fuck with her, too.
That's hard. So you ain't got no problem with getting a female props?
Hell no, like, it's a lot of bitches doing their thing right now. I follow all them on Instagram, like, Hard Eyes, like, we like Instagram friends.
Well, that's hard.
What's the first thing you're going to do when all this shit open all the way back? It's really open now, but when you feel we're going out, what's
nah, up? Yeah, it ain't, yeah, technically it's open, but what I'm going to do? I don't know. I was on tour when everything hit, for real, so I missed that road life, like the shows and stuff. Because I was just, you know, I was just getting a taste of that. Like, I had just signed, so I was on tour with Lil TJ. So all that stuff was like, that's still exciting to me. So I wanna get back on the road. Nah, but it's gonna be a minute for all that happens. So
yeah, they talking about definitely a shutdown. They saying a shutdown for the year. But hey, guess what? I ain't gonna lie. Like, I took a deposit the other day. Now I don't know if I'm gonna make it. But I took a deposit.
Oh no! Look,
I took the deposit. We'll see. I ain't gonna not take the deposit.
Oh, no, I probably ain't even gonna do no show for the rest of the year. Like, I'm real scared of Corona. Like,
can't live in fear, Mulatto.
I'm scared.
You covered.
Because I know a lot of people that have had it, and I know my partner grandpa just died from it and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we got to see what's really going on with this shit first. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Trump said, I mean, he just said, he pretty much just said more people gonna die, but if it's die or money, you know, under Trump, we're going to go get this money. That's what Trump on.
That's what he said. But.
Well, they're going to have open up basketball and all that shit. They ain't opening none of that shit.
Nah.
They talking about baseball July 4th weekend.
I ain't even heard about that. Yeah, I'm good. I'm in the house.
She's probably the most not witty guest we don't had since this
I'm
year.
I'm telling you, like, I don't let people come up in my house. Like, I be like, look. Nah, I don't know what.
Hey, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. Like, 2 weeks ago, I had to balance that shit out because they say what you fear the most, you might have to face.
Yeah.
So if you fear some shit too much, I ain't wishing it on. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I'm just saying, don't overfear that shit. I'm gonna go outside and take.
I probably am overfearing it though. I ain't gonna lie because I don't play that. Like, I'm walking in the studio, lights out, the mic, lights out, all the keyboard.
Well, nah, you gotta do that though. You gotta do that.
Yeah.
What? I'm too scared. Like,
God got you. God brought you this far. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I pray. You know what I'm saying? I pray for protection for me and my family and my friends. But I still got to do my part on the other end. Like, make sure I'm still safe.
Y'all seen them walls? When walls still ain't red.
I don't know about that though. That sound like that just sound like some shit that just going viral. That's real.
That shit real. I mean, I ain't saying they everywhere, but that shit real.
Where that shit was at?
Somewhere. That shit, they weren't putting on the news if it wasn't real, even if it's just one of them, which if it's one of them.
Oh, it was on the news?
Yeah, it was on the news.
TMZ. Oh, I'm thinking it was one of them little viral Instagram posts. I don't
know. 99%, right? We didn't want to believe TMZ when they told us Kobe, but it turned out to be right, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I ain't know it was on the news. I was thinking it was like a viral Instagram post. I don't get no news from the ground.
I think it was a news site, but it's a stressful ass year. You got to deal with Corona. You got to deal with UFOs. They do a wasp.
Yeah, that was crazy too.
What the hell else? Like 2020 is some other shit.
It that is. Shit is
crazy, bro.
It is.
Ever since that Life is Good song, bro. So we thought this shit was gonna be turned up. I'm telling you.
You're drinking them, man. It's y'all fault, man. Y'all.
So, man, I'm talking about, bro. We started the year off, man. We started the year off on fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Life is good, man. Everybody feeling that shit. Everybody loving that shit.
What you think worse, though? Like having to deal with this shit or the streets? Because, look, shit, the streets be on fire during the summer, too. That don't calm down a little bit with people being inside.
Man, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't thinking about that kind of shit. Shit, I want to go get my money.
Period.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
If you got a corona crisis or a street crisis, either one of y'all, like, which one is worse?
These niggas still shooting niggas and shit right now, though. Shit,
yeah, they still outside.
Yeah. These niggas ain't winning the house now. Yeah, nobody.
The crime and death rate has went down, though, a lot. They said nationwide, it's went down.
Hmm.
So if you get a call about a nigga dying, more than likely, it's probably going to be about corona, especially if they're older than getting shot right now. I'm just saying right now.
Yeah, niggas need to get out there and goddamn live. The corona shit killing like, innocent people.
Black Trump, bro.
I'm saying that. No, I'm saying the corona shit killing people, bro. I ain't saying what Trump's saying. I'm saying something else.
Oh, okay.
That corona fucking people up, bro.
It is. It's real. I want people to just know it's real. Like when Mulatto says she know people, I got partners, especially up in New York. Like, man, listen. This
yeah, that's what. Yeah, my partner who grandpa died, they stay in New York. So it's out there.
Georgia ain't even hit the New York peak yet. Like, it ain't come yet. And we back out.
Yeah, they were saying the same day that they had let us, that like they was opening everything back up, it was like 1,000 new cases, something like that. I'm in the house.
Y'all ain't trying to hit Lenox Mall, it's open.
No, somebody I follow was in the mall. I was like, oh, hell no.
I think long now, like you said, as long as you put your mask and your gloves on, you should be good though.
You going to the mall, bro?
Yeah, if I got to. I'm gonna scrap up though.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that. You gotta go to the grocery store. We've been going to the grocery store.
Yeah, I've been in the grocery store. I ain't gonna
lie. Walmart, like the club, man. That shit be popping.
I go to the smallest grocery store there is. The smallest one. I go to the small grocery stores at the end of the day. Mulatto, what else you want to say to like the young chicks? You know what I'm saying? That look up to you. You know, there's a lot of women that look up to you. Like,
yeah.
Game some motivation, big fat style.
I just feel like I'm living proof that if you work and pray hard, it's going to happen. You just got to believe in yourself for real and put that work in behind them prayers. Like people just pray and just expect God to let something happen for them, but you got to put that work in behind them prayers. So I feel like if you really believe in yourself and you work hard and you go hard for real, fuck the distractions, fuck the niggas for the females advice. Fuck the niggas, the distractions, all that. Fuck the comments on Instagram, all that, and like really lock in, it's gonna happen.
Mm. You pay attention to all that shit, like your comments and all that?
I used to, I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's why I'm speaking from that distraction stuff, because I done been in a relationship that was a distraction. I done let, you know, comments and stuff get to my head before. Like, I've been rapping for half my life, so like, I've been there. To a point where I almost let them comments and just the commentators kind of almost consume me.
Mm.
But you gotta be tunnel vision on these folks for real.
Mm.
That's real.
Tell them about that bitch from the South. You know what I'm saying? They can go stream that everywhere. Tell them what you got coming up next and all that for you.
Yes, right? Bitch from the South original going crazy. The remix going even more crazy. Hopefully, I've been praying and talking to my team. And hopefully this will be like my first plat. So we gonna speak that into existence. But it's streaming everywhere. Both of the videos going crazy, streaming crazy. Them features I'm talking about, they going like, woo.
Male or female?
I wish I could speak on that.
Male or female? You can give us a little something.
Male, I say that, male.
Okay.
Male. When them drop, so them gonna be like, singles leading up to the project. I'm gonna drop my first project with RCA early summer, so like June-ish, and then you know just keep rolling out the visuals and the singles up until then.
Oh, that's fair enough. We appreciate you pulling up the big facts when all the
wrong
and shit. You gotta pull up on us, bring us a plate.
You know, you're a big inspiration. You're a big inspiration too. Not only to the viewers, to me too. So I want to tell you, appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you can go on a young one gram and they hustling and they get you on your shit, that's because we be having to motivate all the young people, but
yeah.
It's dope just to see you getting your own paper. You got a deal, but to be honest, it's good that you got a deal, but you was moving before your deal.
Right. Yeah, see, that's why I leave all them videos and stuff up so people can know that. Like, if they just heard about me or they just discovered me, I want them to go back and see that. Like, this one, that overnight success, sign a deal, and then you out of here. Like,
mm-hmm.
I really believed in myself, and that's why it took so long for me to sign.
Mm. You got a bunch of deals lined up.
I don't even know. I don't think I could say that. Like, what? But
you had a lot of deals lined up, basically.
Yeah, I was about to say who, though, by accident. But yeah, I had a lot of offers and stuff, and it was overwhelming. Like, I didn't have a mental breakdown. Like, when I signed, I was in the office for 12 hours. I think we ended up when we counted the time. I think it was 12 hours. I had to fly my lawyer out. I was like, you know, this is the funny thing. I didn't even go to New York to sign that day. Like, I was just like, nah, I'm telling you right now, I need to do it. So they had to fly my lawyer out. I was in there for 12 hours, me and my lawyer and my daddy.
That's hard.
That's hard. So, keep going.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Thank you.
Our plaques.
It's lit.
You get that plaque, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hopefully, it'll be my first one.
Yep. Keep it pushing. Big shouts out to Mulatto.
For sure.
Up on Big Facts. Y'all tap in with her movement. Salute.
For sure. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big Fast continues. DJ Scream, Big Bank, A Bank, man. We got an OG, man. He's been a major supporter of the Big Facts movement, you know what I'm saying? And everybody out there, introduce yourself to the people, bro, because you about to give them some game.
Man,
do that.
Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your man's King Unk, man. 2020, I'm doing Boss Talk only. Ain't going to be fucked with none of these peons.
Nah, for real. Man. Tell them what you're doing in 2019.
2020.
Hey.
19.
Nah, I'm saying, what you doing 2019?
Shit, 2019, I wasn't doing no celebrate before we graduated. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. No, you know what I was doing, Bank. Bank be older. I love you for that, Bank.
Nah, real shit. 2018.
That's why I got to fuck with you, because you fuck with me, Bank.
2018, when we was on.
2018, what you mean? I wasn't doing no frivolous conversations. Period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, for real. What you on, though, bro?
Man, I'm on trying to keep the movement alive, man. Trying to stay relevant out here in this world and not let my empire fall, you know what I'm saying, due to dealing with people, you know what I'm saying, that don't want to work for real, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, you got to put it on your back sometime, man, you know. You invest into everybody else in the world. You got to put that money back into yourself sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Because you been at DCON for a minute, right?
Man, I'm talking about I was right there, and P will tell you, I was right there when he was in the same service, the same teams, everything that P had when he was first trying to break the Migos and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about I was too official. Eastside D, all them boys was my street team too. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about running in and out the labels. I went on that tour with them when Yachty first broke real big. I had Doughboy on that tour, you know what I'm saying? You know, tour official pulling some slick shit, sliding through the back door on the stage type shit. Nah, Kill Case them there. Yeah, I'm talking about all the way on the Rich Forever tours out there when Day Day Neil was breaking on that Thug tour with P Mimp, you know what I'm saying? I can't make this up, you know, P.
You had a bunch of artists. Okay, you decided to jump in your booth yourself, right?
Man, I ain't decided to jump in no booth. They pushed me in the booth screen. I mean, like, I was an artist first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, when I came home from the federal penitentiary, you know what I'm saying, I decided that I was going to try to just be more CEO and just step back from being an artist and try to put other people on, you know what I'm saying, give them a chance. So I signed multiple artists and producers. You feel what I'm saying? So it ain't like that I really want to get back into doing music. It's just like, what you going to do with your back up against the wall?
Too much money in this shit, too, just not to get none of it.
It's way too much money. And that's the thing I be trying to show these guys, man. It's way too much money not to get some. And when you taste that money before and you blew so much money, it's hard to walk away. It's like a gamble, and I refuse to crap.
Facts.
Big facts.
So come where you come from, what would you have told yourself, your 21-year-old self, like now, if you were talking to yourself at 21?
Man, if I was talking to myself at 21, man, and I say this to all the youngsters that is 21, man, because you talk to a person that been to the state penitentiary and the federal penitentiary, you know what I'm saying? I would tell them to take all that energy that they put into trying to do negative things, man, and put it into something positive, and anything that they start, don't quit. Just believe in it. Just keep on going harder. If they think it's not working, that's 9 times out of 10 when it's about to take off. That means it really worked. You know what I'm saying? So I would tell myself to really put that bag down and pick the mic up more. You know what I'm saying? Because I could have did this shit by myself a long time ago.
What's the formula, man? What you think the formula is? Staying sucker free, staying clear of suckers and sucker shit. What's the formula?
Well, I mean, the best thing to keep the suckers away right now is coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucked up way to keep them away. But nigga come around me and I don't want around me, but I just cough around the nigga. You know what I'm saying? And he'll get away from you. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying? I'm notorious, like, if I see the suckers and I see them coming, rule number one, I ain't got no phone. You know what I'm saying? I can have that motherfucker in my hand. I still ain't got no phone. You can't question me on who phone it is. You know what I'm saying? The other thing is, man, you put yourself around the people that you want to be around. Like, God gave you the ability to move around, so you don't have to be around nobody that you don't want to be around. If you're around a motherfucker you don't want to be around, they must have you at gunpoint.
That's real.
What if it's a sucker in your crew, though?
Shit, it's plenty of suckers in the crews, so you got to know how to play the person. You know what I'm saying? You got to be trying to figure out a way to X that person up out the crew, because 9 times out of 10, if you got love for them, you know what I'm saying, you want to do it in a way where hopefully you don't bring no harm to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because 9 times out of 10, if it's the person that's in my crew, they really pretty much day ones. I don't really have no new people in my crews. You know what I'm saying? The music industry make people vulnerable and allow other people to come into their circle. You know what I'm saying? because you got a lot of people that give you a lot of false dreams on what they can do. I can take you to the next level. I can do this. I can do that. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people get fed up into those false-ass dreams and shit like that when they ain't even looking at reality. Nigga, if you can get me somewhere, why you ain't where you supposed to be right now? You feel what I'm saying? So, really, what you got to do is, like, start, like, really, like, you got to not make yourself as accessible to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be accessible to the artists and things like that. It's like, now these niggas got to talk to my sister to catch up with me. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't wanted to be like that. Sometimes it just gotta be that way. You can't make yourself as successful.
Facts.
That's real. That's a good game.
Nigga, less contact, less conflict.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you, the more contact, the more your name start ringing in some shit that you don't even know about. You don't even be on about some of the shit your name be ringing in. You be like, what the fuck? Like, you be in awe when the motherfuckers come with you and tell you some of the shit that your name be brought up in. And me personally, like, I'm big on my name because my kids got to carry this name. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I done 10 in the state, 5 in the Fed, and my shop in St. Louis, I own an auto shop, all type of studio, big studio, everything. Shout out Big Rank, all them boys, they come through my spot. Every time they come through the loo, that's what he be doing, his beauty reset in my spot. You feel me? So when you're in a place like I'm at, you can't stand in the middle of Natural Bridge where I stand it every day if you ain't right. Mm. Oh, you ain't gonna make it.
Nah, that's real.
How you like for St. Louis and the sound and all that, like they definitely been known for like kind of like party music and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I guess explain to people out there kind of like the street music scene or what go on in St. Louis.
I mean, the street music scene in St. Louis to me is like, I'm gonna tell you right now, if I hear one more motherfucking scratch off in the straight and jump a curve, I'm gonna die. I'm so sick of hearing that type of music. You feel what I'm saying? It's like so much more we can talk about because there's a lot goes on in our city. Like I always explain to the younger artists who I fuck with, and most of the artists that I fuck with poppy. You feel what I'm saying? So I always try to explain to them, though, St. Louis is really like a little, it's a hub. People got to come through here to get a bag. You know what I'm saying? It could very well be one of the next biggest cities, but you got to start carrying it like that. You got to start being more creative. Quit talking about hot boxes and shooting up everything. You know what I'm saying? People don't want to hear that. Of course, we know you don't want to sit there and talk about something that you ain't got to know all the time. But sometimes people get lost of the fact that this is an entertainment business. You know what I'm saying? Period. If they believe every artist say everything that they rapped about was real, man, they done lost their goddamn mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, everybody don't rap about everything that they live through and what they've been through, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these artists in St. Louis, I think that they should start putting more heart and soul into what they really been through and what's going on in the world and stuff like that. And then, like, as far as the party music, they know how to make a hit record with the party scene, but they trying to do something different. Everybody want to be a gangster.
Yeah, that's everywhere, though.
Yeah, they scared about what the next person going to say to them. And I had a guy that was signed to me, you know what I'm saying? And when he was signed to me, we had some big records, you know what I'm saying? I had labels reaching out about the record, 300, all kind of people reaching out about the record. And, you know, you get guys who got big records, and they scared to do the records, worried about what another motherfucker going to think. I be telling them, man, them niggas wish they had that record.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you got to go with what worked.
Man, got to go to work.
How make you feel like honorably, you know what I'm saying, like you caught your time, you did your time, every day of it, but what kind of emotion do it put in you when you just know that there's other niggas that didn't do that and didn't accept their time for what they did and got out before they was really supposed to get out? Like, what kind of emotion or thought does that put in you?
Man, first of all, it put so much to me because, see, when I was in the federal penitentiary, me and my homeboy, white boy, we came up with Decon. Decon didn't always stand for what it stands for now. I kind of just changed it up to make it a more acceptable household name, and it made more sense because I was in the middle of an interview and a kid had asked me what Decon stood for. So at the flip, I just said, don't count on nobody. That was the first day that Decon, don't count on nobody, have ever emerged, because before then, I was locked up. And I used to be getting all those magazines like the Don Diva, the Fizz, and all those type of magazines. And like, when I would get those magazines, I would just give them away and not really read them. And everybody, man, yeah, don't run through that magazine, man. Let me check it out. And I'd be like, let me take that motherfucker. My family sending me, they really quit wasting money on this shit. And they'd be like, why you don't read them? And I tell them, because all they do is glorify rats on their covers. You know what I'm saying? Every motherfucker on their covers done told. So I decided I was going to come with Decon, which stood on Dedicated Congregation of Non-Snitches. And I was going to really start as a magazine. And I want to put the people that got told on the covers. You feel what I'm saying? Let's hear the real people side. So really, like, it's just self-explanatory. Like, when it comes to those type of people, man, it just ain't no love. I stay away from those type of people. Because the way I look at it is, man, motherfucker got a family and kids just like you got a family and kids. You put your life on the line just like they put their life on the line. So when that motherfucking shit come, you got to be able to take your hit and go. Because at the end of the day, man, it's too many people out here that make moves before they weigh their options. Like when I was in the streets, if I grabbed my gun and I grabbed a brick before I walked out the crib, I would have to think about who I'm going to meet. If I need this gun to go holler at this nigga, I really don't need to be meeting this nigga. You feel what I'm saying? So I would put more than likely the gun back because I'd be like, all right, I get caught with this. I can take this one. They catch me with this one. Goddamn, they're going to help me. So people don't think like that before they jump out in the streets, and that's how I used to think when I went outside.
Nah, for real, that's what I always say, man. If you ever see me get caught up in some shit, it's going to be worth it. I'm going to be done thought about it before I did it. It was worth it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I can accept mine because it was worth what I was doing it for. I ain't going to do nothing about bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to accept it because nobody like put you in that position but you. And everybody be trying to look at the blame and point the finger when a person get caught up. Oh, if he would have been messing with this person, he would. Nah, nigga did his own move. He, you know what I'm saying? Everything I did on my own. You know what I'm saying? So every time I stood in front of the judge, goddamn me, I took that motherfucker on my own. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no cases with no co-defendants. Only my first case, I had a co-defendant. Shout out my nigga Al, solid as they come. You feel what I'm saying? And we still friends to the day because it ain't nothing worse than seeing people go through the system and then they come home and they ain't friends no more. Nigga, what went wrong?
Yeah.
Something went wrong.
Real shit. Somebody did the wrong shit.
Something went wrong.
Yeah. That's real game, man. So how did you adjust when you got back out? Because obviously, you know what I'm saying, doing a bid and coming back, man, a lot changes, you know what I'm saying, like on the streets and otherwise. Like, how did you adjust and get back in the swing?
Man, everything changed. When I came home, man, my place that I own right now, you know what I'm saying, I own like one of the biggest shops in St. Louis for audio studios and all that type of shit. I own one of the biggest platforms in the city. Like, I do everybody calls, all the DJs, like from pimping them and everything. But the crazy part about it, the place that I own now, when I came home, a guy who I fucked with that I done a lot for before I left, he was renting one bay in that building. You know what I'm saying? And I had used him as my, like, my federal plan for work. You know what I'm saying? And one day he just up and tell me, hey, bro, I'm going to Mulatto next week. And I'm like, man, nigga, what you mean? You finna move? He's like, yeah, I'm finna go down there and do some upholstery work. So he did it down there, did the Boogaloo Club and did some of the stuff over there with my nigga T-Money and them over at ALG and their clubs and all that. So he was doing like a lot of clubs. So I'm like, on federal papers, I just can't move around like that. So he left me renting that one bay. You know what I'm saying? I was renting that one bay, man, for $500 a month. And the person who everybody thought owned the place was just really an old man that was just a slumlord that was renting it from somebody else and just renting out space. Well, the white folk come down and decide they're going to kick everybody out. And they came to me and was like, man, you're the only person that paid around this place. We want to know what you think about taking over these grounds. And you know what I'm saying? So I went from renting one bay, from taking over the grounds from them to picking out a situation to where I end up buying a place over $500,000. You feel what I'm saying?
That's hard.
So, but I went down there from every day, man, from like 6 in the morning, 8, 9 at night, man. I was like the only person working there, me and my uncle and whoever came through. I done ran through so many people, and I've been down there 8 years. It's in the half, like almost 9 years now, standing strong, you know what I'm saying? One of the most respected people in the city when it comes to doing business.
Nah, no facts. That's hard, though.
That's hard. What you say to your young ones, like, as they trying to build their own empire and their own legacy, like, what should a young nigga do or a young person do from day one to build their own empire, their own legacy? Some thoughts or some game?
Man, the first thing they got to understand, they got to put a plan together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got too many people that got a couple of dollars, but they ain't got no plan. So anybody can have a few dollars. That's just like everybody who think they can just jump into the music industry and because they got some money, they gonna blow. And I tell them niggas all the time, Floyd Mayweather got an artist. He think it's about money. He got the biggest artist in the goddamn world right now. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out Lil James. I'm talking about flat out. Like, it's all kind of artists that's big with artists, and they artists don't blow. You feel what I'm saying? Some people think because they artists, put them on the microphone with them, and they gonna take off. Nah, you can't. Everybody ain't gonna catch that wave. That be your fans. You can't really take another man's fans. They fans gotta wanna be acceptance to you. You feel what I'm saying? So what I say is, no matter what you're doing as a business man, first of all, you gotta have a plan. Then once you get that plan together, you gotta figure out a way to execute it. And whatever you do start executing, man, you can't let up. No matter how hard it seems, how hard times get, man, you can't let up. It was time where when I first came home, man, I ain't even know how I was gonna be able to pay the rent or the bills at that place. But every month that shit came through, man.
Nah, for real though. Mm-hmm. That's how that shit be, real shit. That's called faith, man. Long nigga got faith in what he doing, that shit gonna work, Jack.
Yeah, for real though. Yeah, for real.
Absolutely. What you got coming up?
Man, right now, man. Shit, I just been really just like doing a whole lot of recording. I also been recording with my son and my daughter a lot, you know what I'm saying? Tilly and Bozzy T, like, I really been working with them a lot. Like, I can't wait. I had a fire at my studio in June. It'll be a year this June. And they almost got me almost back up and running, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing the whole place all over nice again. Like I say, y'all got to come through, man. Everybody come through my spot. You know what I'm saying? When they come through the loop. And I really can't wait to get that building back over so I can work more with them. And then, like, I feel, like, more excited about being able to invest into my own because I don't blew. Like, people know cap. Anybody tell them blew a ticket and shit for real. Like, I ain't got you can ask Rip. You can ask Big or Ranker. You can ask Black Shine, BMG. You can ask Scream. I mean, Swamp Izzo, all them boys. You know what I'm saying? I done blew the Pharrell Simmons, all these boys, you know, they'll tell DJ Holiday them out of Smurf world. Smurf brought me pretty much to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I love Smurf, you feel me? But, people talk about blowing a ticket in this shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know about, you go and look up the Break the Knob video, man, with Gabriel Hart shot that video. I spent $30 out of my pocket on that video. And that ain't count traveling, then all the niggas you took with you, you feel me? Then another video, we shot another 20. I gave Gabriel 50 in L.A. just to shoot a video. You feel? Two videos. Like, he know me well. Like, same time when Peter was pushing I was at the Bad and Bougie shoot. You feel what I'm saying? Like, all that type of shit. So it's like, I got so much. But I think I can say is, man, I gained a lot of good relationships. And with those relationships, it's really helpful. But what I got going on right now, because people just automatically support me because they know, man. And when y'all talk to Rip, man, you tell Rip I'm still waiting on that payment on my Rolls Royce that he ripped at his spot, man. You know what I'm saying? Rip get closed on my Rolls Royce. You know, when I talk about when I wrap the ghost in a week, that's real true. Rip will tell you, I tore my ghost up in 1 week, for real, though.
Well, he told me.
And copped another ghost. Ain't nothing I'm saying on that song, fake. You feel what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah. Real shit.
Nah, I wrapped that bitch in 1 week and copped another ghost. For real, though. But I wrapped it because Rip get closed on it. Rip was the cause of it.
He told me that. He told me when that happened.
Yeah, he felt terrible, though. You know what I'm saying? So then on my way back to bring the car back to St. Louis, I ran into the back of my own truck in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yeah, it was a bad weekend. It all worked out, though.
What's your goal in this shit, man? You've been doing it for a minute. What's your goal?
Man, my goal, man, is for real, man. I would just like to see a lot of these young dudes eat and come out these streets, man. But I want them to do the right thing with the money. You know what I'm saying? I would for instance, I come from being in a state in a federal penitentiary to employing so many people that come home from the state in the federal penitentiary. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm like POs calling me about guys and get, like right now. You feel what I'm saying? from me happen to get called about. Like the halfway house called me and see if I got jobs opening right now. You feel what I'm saying? From me getting called in by the halfway house. So like, I want everybody to understand, oh man, like it's easy to act like a gangster, be all hard and talk all that tough shit 24/7. But a real nigga gonna teach them young motherfuckers the right way. Cause only a coward gonna push them out here and go to war for them. They done live their life already. That's why they send these youngsters out to do their dirt. Cause they scared the cowards. And I refuse to push any youngster out to do anything for me. Cause I want them to show, if you punch me in my motherfucking mouth, I don't send another nigga at you for it. Nigga, I need my own lick back. I'm gonna punch you back in your mouth. I don't need no other motherfucker to punch in your mouth. I still ain't gonna feel like I did nothing, nigga, if I send a nigga to punch in the mouth. Everybody got a couple dollars.
Nah, real shit. That's real. Big fact.
Big fact. But I've been moving around, man. Shout out my little bro, VL Deck. Man, VL Deck got a couple of them. We got a video out, no cameras. Scooter, he always been real supportive of me. He got art music with my guys. Durkio got music with all my guys. Rich the Kid. Like, I got a real solid, strong relationship. And I love those youngsters. You know what I'm saying? They keep me grounded for real, though. Shout out OG Bigger Ranker. Like, from day one, he had my back. Hood Rich Rip had my back since day one. Like I say, Smurf World. These guys, even P, whenever I want to talk, it ain't nothing to call P or pull up on P. P ain't never turned me down. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people, they see, they look, they probably want, damn, nigga don't ever ask me really for nothing, because sometimes you want to be off with shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to ask for something sometimes. Sometimes you want it to be off with. Yeah, you know. Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? Nigga got the chips to put in where it need. Motherfuckers that really just need a little gang. Well, come on. Don't let him blow another ticket. You feel me?
Yeah. That's real. We appreciate you coming through, though, man. You know we had to get you on, man. I heard on the video, I said you got a turned up, man. Gave a big boy shout out on the video and on the song and shit.
Hey, man, hey, I just speak from the heart, man. Big Bank, I need to come and get on Big Facts, for real, though. I need to tell these folks what the fuck going on, man.
Yeah, for sure you're right.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me, man. For real, though, and Scream always come through for me, man. Shout out Scream, man. Much support and love, man. I'm talking about anytime. All you got to do is hit my line. I'm going to make sure this shit happens. I'm talking about
in a heartbeat. As soon as this shit clear up, you just put it in my head, boy. I'm coming up there to get that Sweetie Pies, but I need that no stand in the line action. I want to go straight to the front.
I called Tim. Tim a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? Her son a friend of mine.
It was worth it, but.
Yeah. Tim a real nigga. Tim, like, Tim really did that time. I did time on the yo with Tim. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Solid guy. Yeah, solid guy. Miss Robbie's son is.
Yeah.
That's real. That's real.
Nobody got. Anybody got something bad to say about it? Flat out of hell.
That's real, man. Hey, big shouts out to St. Louis, all the St. Louis players, man. A lot of them support this Big Facts movement. Peace and blessings to you, my brother.
Love. All right, man. I appreciate y'all. Hey, I came to the shit show too, man.
When?
I came in via deck pulled up. You ain't know I was in the building, but I got the footage. I definitely came to the shit show.
I ain't see you. I ain't even holler at me. I ain't see you in that moment.
You was a little too much. You high hard holler. That motherfucker was cracking too hard, back. I couldn't find you. You ain't jumping too hard.
You fuck with that shit show, though?
Yeah, I used to do some shit similar in St. Louis called, you know, the old Gone Show. Me and Young Jock. I used to do it when I was with Chingy and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I used niggas for the face, but Unc always been behind a whole lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real, though.
First nigga to have Ross and them come through do shit for us. You know what I'm saying? Now that shit at the Gone Show. Much love, Ross. Show us a lot of love. A lot of people, a lot of artists came and did my show first. You feel me? And they remind me so much of what I used to do before I went to jail. I love it. I'm talking about I fuck with it. And I know it's just going to be bigger than what it is. I already know.
Yeah, we finna go to, we're going to the theater. They just stopped us, man. This shit stopped 2 days. Like, 2 days, 3 days before the show.
One thing for sure is going to come back 10 times better, because people going to be looking for something to do. And the shit show popping, so they're going to be there.
Nah, sure. Appreciate that love, too, my brother.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all, man. For real. I told you, too, man. I got to get me one of them duct tape hat and shirts, man. For real, though.
Man, when you pull up, man, I got you. You know where we at. You I'm back pulling up. I'm back there. You know where we at.
I definitely was there. For sure. I'm definitely pulling up.
Be safe, bro.
All right, well, I appreciate y'all, man.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.